The title of this mini-podcast is Rabbit Hole. Who hasn't heard the expression going down a rabbit hole? It's indelibly etched into our minds by the antics of Alice in Alice in Wonderland, following a mysterious rabbit down a rabbit hole. Wonderland is where Alice discovers her true self. That's not the case for most of us. When we go down a rabbit hole, we're looking for more carrots, the currency of our false self. What carrots are in your rabbit hole to keep you going back for more? For some, it's alcohol and drugs. For others, it's the search for the fountain of youth. How many Botox ads have you seen on TV recently? But most are looking for additions that we think will make us enough. We're constantly asking ourselves, what are we missing? And the advertising industry, God love them, is dangling those carrots on a stick right before our eyes. Here's a question for some of our older listeners. What did you buy into that you had to have that you look back on now and amusingly ask, what was I thinking? What if you got that gift of awareness much sooner? How many less carrots would you have pursued? We can get that gift at any age, but it takes some recognition that we're being played. We're being lured into a rabbit hole that's filled with plastic carrots. No matter how many of them you eat, you'll never fill yourself up. They'll never be enough. Reminds me of a story. About 20-some years ago, I was having a conversation with a teenage girl who had multiple piercings on each ear. Not a couple, mind you, but a lot. I asked her to notice a man who was standing nearby. I'm guessing he was somewhere in his 60s, and he had long gray hair and a ponytail. I asked her what she noticed first about the man. She said, his ponytail. I said, I'm only guessing here, but I think he would like you to notice him first. And I further surmise that he wears that hairstyle, so you will notice him. But the reality is we notice the adornments first. Our focus is on the additions rather than the person. Oh, and by the way, those are some nice earrings you have. I ran into her the next day, and she was down to one piercing per ear. The moral of the Aesop fable, The Hare and the Tortoise, is that the race is not always to the swift. The ad industry doesn't think you're too swift, and they lure you down holes that are hard to get out of. Here's a version of Wonderland that will keep you from taking the bait. When your interest is piqued by some sort of addition that's going to make you enough, wonder if it's something you need or something you merely desire. That may be enough of an interruption to dampen your desire to go down a rabbit hole and get another bunch of plastic carrots. All the best, John.